Liam Davis, he'll be with us at about 8:30, and there goes the phone. And hopefully this will be Dan on the phone. Hello.
Yeah, hello there.
Hello, Dan. Is Dan?
Yeah, Dan, yeah.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. I don't suppose I'm as good as you, though. But what a fantastic result for you last night.
Yeah, it was incredible. Yeah, really, really good result. It was I guess we kind of felt we were capable of doing it. You know, when you get the draw and you see you've got a team a couple of leagues above you, you kind of fancy yourself putting a good show. You never know what might happen. And obviously, couldn't go any better, really.
It was one of those. I mean, we played them twice last year because we was in the same league as them last year, and you know, and in the end, they picked us by 1 point for the championship last year. And we was just saying to Dan from Essex Footy, and just said to him about it. And he said, "Well, he said, look, he said, we looked at their record from last year. Their defence was absolutely, you know, rock solid. And then you look at this year, and they played 9 games in the league, sit 22nd. They've scored 9 and conceded 23.
I mean, that's something that. We obviously thought we'd get at them, especially with set pieces, actually. We really spent a lot of time working our set pieces and thought they're quite vulnerable from it. And it's interesting, the goals that we scored, obviously, Saturday, the goal we scored in the first leg was, come from a free kick. And then last night, obviously, the first goal was a goal kick. Second goal was start from a throw-in, the keeper dropped it and give away a penalty. And then the third goal was a free kick as well. So set pieces, definitely something we thought they were vulnerable. And obviously, you know, we scored 4 goals all involving set pieces. So, you know, it kind of makes sense to practice it and pay dividends, really.
So do you get the assist then for the first one?
I'd like to think so. I'll try and claim as much as I can, you know. But I was a bit gutted because the goal's on YouTube and he just kind of cut out my assist at the start. So, yeah, he just kind of comes in and Klaus just put the ball in the back of there, and it's not got my assist on there. But, I'll take him. I'll take them all, to be fair.
I mean, how does a team, you know, sort of a team and that's the underdog, I suppose, in it, even in the first tie, you know, you often see it said on the TV where the team's got, you know, they say, well, they've got to beat them the first time round because if it goes to a second game, they're not going to, you know, the big team will roll them over. But I mean, was you still feeling confident even though you got the 1-1 draw at home?
Do you know what? I think if you look at our squad, we have got a Ryman League squad, whether that's Ryman Prem or Division One. You know, who's to say? But if you look at our squad, we feel we've got a squad capable of matching it with teams in that division. I personally, before I got to the ground last night, I was a little bit worried because I know how much physically and mentally, you know, we went into Saturday to keeping ourselves in the game. And it can be one of them things where you put so much into it, you know, 3 days later you've got another game and it's quite hard to get yourself going again. But, you know, I have to say we were set up really well by, you know, Gaffer really set us up really well, and we were incredibly disciplined, and you know, that's kind of how we needed to play to win the game. And again, if anyone was there watching the game last night, to see the discipline that we put in, the performance we played, you know, we did not look like a third and none side, I have to say. It looked probably the other way around, to be honest. So, if I'm being honest with you, I'd probably get someone to pick out who the Ryman Prem team was. I'd have thought they said us, to be honest.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're talking about the furlough none. I mean, and of course, last year, Norwich United won it and then decided in the end not to come up. I mean, are you set up to challenge at the top of the table this year? And if so, you know, will the club, you know, push to go into the Ryman League?
Well, to my knowledge, and kind of one of the reasons why I signed back with Stanway was that reason that the club wants to be progressive and wants to move on. Obviously, I wasn't with the guys last year to get back over, you know, a fairly substantial injury that I had, so I can't really speak for last year. But I know talking to Angelo and the club wants to move forward, and that is promotion into the Ryman. And as far as I'm aware, that the club is ready for that. And I think I've never really understood why a club would win a league and finish, you know, top two, top three, and not want to push on. I mean, it just seems like a strange. Yeah. I don't see where you go from there. I just don't understand. There's no progression there whatsoever. And as a player, I don't understand what you're kind of. You should always want to improve as a player and want to better yourself. And if you've not got that progression from your club, I've never understood why you'd want to play for a club that's kind of not ambitious in that way. As far as I'm aware, we're set up and as long as we finish in that top three, and hopefully for us that's top of the table, and we're more than capable of doing that, then that's what we'll do.
I mean, as a player though, I mean, if you was playing for Stanway this year, you know, you're playing for them, you win the league, or you finish second, and the team above you is not you know, hasn't got the ground grain or hasn't gone up. How would you feel as a player yourself then if that is the case that you win the league and all of a sudden your chairman turns, sorry guys, but we ain't going to go up?
It would be gutting, really. I mean, I can't speak for myself, and you know, I'm quite ambitious as a player. Like, I want to play at a better level, and I've had a taste of Ryman Trent before, and you know, I want that for myself. So I honestly would be absolutely gutted. Now, I don't know, you know, the intricacies of it and the ins and outs and what it takes and how much money has to go into it, because obviously money's a big part. So I can only say, from my own point of view as a player, I'd be devastated, to be fair. You know, like I say, football to me is about progression and ambition and where you want to go, and I'm playing for a club hopefully that mirrors my own, you know, ambition and progression, and where they want to go is where I want to go, really.
Well, I'm just an update for everybody that's out there. I'm actually watching the game on BT Sport here, and they haven't scored as yet, but it is 1-0 to Dynamo Zagreb, and there it goes. So it's 1-0 to them over Arsenal.
I'm a West Ham fan.
I've just seen the goal. Yeah, it was not a bad goal, but yeah, it's 1-0 to them at the moment to Dynamo. But yeah, I mean, I said most of the I speak to Nick and before Nick Bowler from Radio Norfolk, and you know, we were talking about sort of Norwich all the way through the season last year, and it was just a weird thing that they applied to go up, which I think made it even worse. They applied to go up and then at the last minute pulled the plug. And as you say, I think if I was a player as well, you'd be certainly looking at it going, right, okay, I'm not too sure whether or not I would really want to go up, if you know,
this year. To be honest, I think it probably works both ways. There are probably some players who are a bit older than myself that have maybe got more commitments with family and with work and stuff, where, you know, probably suits playing in the furlough, where you haven't got so much travelling, you haven't got the commitment perhaps that you do in the Ryman, and not so many games and things like that. So I think for some players, it probably does suit them. Now, I have to say, I feel lucky to play in a team where I can't say anybody in my team would want us not to go up. So I can understand it from some players' point of view. You know, look, I'm 25 years old, I've got no responsibilities whatsoever, so I want to play at the best level I possibly can. But if someone's 10 years above, you know, older than me, they've been there, they've done that, they've played pro or whatever, they've got kids and they've got an important job, then I can understand why perhaps they wouldn't want that extra travelling and that extra, you know, that extra commitment. But, only for myself, it would be, it's only a positive going up, really.
So who have Stanway got in the next round?
We got Staines at home.
Right,
so,
okay.
Obviously, we initially thought they were Conference South, but from what we've seen, they got relegated last year into Ryman Prem.
Yeah.
Do you know what? We fancy playing anybody at home. We really, really do. We want a big crowd there again, like last night. You know, normally, you know, if we touch 100, we've done pretty well. Last night, obviously, there's only 250 there. So if we can get anywhere close to that again, it would be fantastic. But yeah, we'll take anybody at home. We really will. We're that confident at the minute that, you know, if we stick to our game plan like we've done two games against Needham, then why not?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, Staines haven't necessarily started off that well this season either. So he's there's a great opportunity there for maybe another upset.
I hope so. And then you start thinking, because I'm pretty sure the conference clubs are coming in after that. And then we're looking at that list, thinking, do you know what? If we got a little Tranmere away or something like that, it'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
So you know, we're fully focused, obviously, on this Saturday in the league, which is going to be. You know, that is our number one priority in the league, because we want to get promoted. So we've got to get that done. We've then got an Essex Cup game in the week, and then it will be, right, set our plan out for the following Saturday. But we as a team, we as a bunch of lads, I think we're fairly confident that if we do, you know, play as we've played the last couple of games against a team in the Ryman Prem, then we can do the business, really.
I mean, is the club itself set up to come up into the? Would there be a lot of work to be done if to come up into the Ryman North?
I can't say I know, to be honest, what needs to be done. From a playing side, like, obviously you'd need to sign two or three more players, probably have got that bit more experience.
Yeah.
But as far as the club's aware, I don't really think there's that much more than he's doing, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, it's not really something I get involved in, to be honest. I just, you know, just concentrate on hopefully keeping as many balls at the net as possible, you know.
Yeah. So who have you got in the league at the weekend?
We've got Kirkley. We're away at Kirkley, so it's quite a long trip. For me, I come from Cambridge, so yeah, it's a bit of a trek for me. But Kirkley away, I quite like playing there. The pitch is always half decent, so hopefully we can go there and play some good stuff and get 3 points. Which, you know, come the end of the season, the 3 points on Saturday would probably be more important than a 3-0 win last night.
Yeah. So whereabouts are you in the league at the minute?
So I think we're fourth in the league at the minute. Um, we we only lost the one game. It was the week before I signed. We got absolutely stuffed at God Manchester, which was a bit of a shame. But since then, obviously, we've played three in the FA Cup. We had Ilford, then the two games against Needham. Galston last week in the league, where we were pretty 2 weeks ago, we were pretty poor, but we managed to get through 3-2. So we're in a pretty good position at the minute to challenge league, cups, bring it all on, to be honest.
So I suppose the big games then will be the likes of Norwich United, because according to Nick, you know, they've actually kept the majority of the squad from last year, which I think we're all quite surprised that in the studio here, you know, that they'd actually kept the majority of the players that was in there after, you know, pulling out of getting promoted. So it'll be two big games.
Yeah, well, we've got, we did have, I don't know if the fixture has changed now, obviously, with the cup, but in three games we had Felixstowe, Mildenhall and Norwich United. So, you know, Felixstowe and Norwich United both undefeated. So they were always going to obviously be a tough game. Then Mildenhall, you know, are clearly a good side as well. Some, you know, they're still in the FA Cup. They've had a few half-decent results. So they were going to be three real tough games. And I don't know if the fixture changed a little bit because of our, you know, cup interest still. But, yeah, the games against Norwich and the games against Felixstowe will be the big one.
Yeah.
But, you know, we should be full of confidence. We should be buzzing after winning against, like I say, you know, a Ryman Prem team. We should have a bit of confidence about us, and a good arrogance is what I'd call it, like when we go on Saturday to play against someone in our own league, where we feel, do you know what, we've just beaten someone two leagues above us, we should be able to do the business tonight against a team in the same league.
Would you say, though, that, you know, your cup final, maybe the same as it is a little bit here with Harlow, and I know we're a sort of division above, would you say, like, your cup final will be like getting to that first round?
Oh, yeah, that'd be incredible. You know, could I see us the first round? I don't know. I can see us getting through the next one, and then it's all about the draw then, really. You know, it's a toss-up between, do you want that big away game for Conference Club, or let's see what we can have a club similar league to ourselves, or we can go on again.
And that was the discussion we were having the other day. You know, would you want a team that's lower than you with an opportunity, or the same level as you, that, you know, gives you the opportunity to move on, or would you have that? And it, I suppose it depends on and it depends on if you want the payday or if you want the glory of getting to a little bit, you know, or a big payday, or pick up a bit of more money as you go along each round. You know, so I mean,
I completely agree. I mean, like I say, I could see getting through the stage, and then it's all about that next draw. So yeah, getting to the first round would be amazing. And obviously because the guys are so well in the Vars last year, we're coming in at quite a late stage, so we've got a big opportunity to do something big in the Vars this year again as well. So
yeah,
there's a lot of things to be excited about at the minute, I have to say. It's a good place to be. It's a really good club to be at the minute. I'm really enjoying it.
Magic. Brad, listen, I do appreciate you coming on tonight.
No worries.
And we do wish you all the very, very best against Staines, and hopefully we can get you in the studio maybe next year once you become a Ryman team.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. Yeah, I'd love that. I apologise if I miss it, though, because I'm out for a brother's birthday meal, so I've nipped outside in the pouring rain. She's fuming, mate. I tell her, she's fuming, but I think I'll get away with it. I'm all right.
tell her you'll be on iTunes after the weekend. She might be able to be all right.
I'll tell her that.
All right, mate.
Download it, mate.
No worries, mate. Buddy. Speak to you later.
Thank you very much.
Bye.